I mean...
How did you get back to B.C.? When you were in Manitoba, how did you get back to British Columbia?
Well...
Who brought you back? Dad.
My lawyer...
Dad, we got a bad connection. I can't hear you.
My lawyer told me to go back to Vancouver for...
Your lawyer? The one that I'm... Okay.
Fine.
How did you get back there?
Fine.
How did you get back there?
I flew for a flight down.
How did you get out of his office? Who took you out of there?
Oh, some private... That was my lawyer that do, and he says, yeah, you better get out of that. I'll take you out of the office for now, and that was my lawyer's order.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Fine.
You were there with Claire. You never said a word to Claire. You're going to listen to a lawyer?
Well, I mean... I never had a lawyer before. I never got into any.
So your friend that was waiting for you, you're gonna screw your friend and just walk out the door and not talk to your friend and listen to a lawyer that Marlene hired? Dad, does that make any sense to you? Dad.
Yes.
Woohoo, I can't hear you.
My lawyer told me to.
You're going to listen to your lawyer and going to walk out the back door and let your friend just sit there and wait for you? Does that make any sense?
Well, Mike
just wait there and sit waiting for you.
I listen to what my lawyer tells me.
Dad.
Mike is not a...
You're going to listen to your lawyer and you're not going to listen to your family and your friend?
A friend, he's not a friend anymore. He told me that
he's not supporting you and Marlene anymore. I get it.
Pardon?
He was a very good friend to you. Why is he not your friend anymore?
Because he stole my van and my passport and...
Dad, he did not steal your van.
Yes, he did. Yeah. And my passport and my duffel bag, and I had some traveler's checks and my keys for my post office and my medical record.
He stole all that stuff from you.